Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Will we ever get tired of that fabulous Word on Wine music?
Never.
Not possible. Walter Marantz, the Pied Piper. But I digress, because we have two Chenin Blanc Viognier blends to talk about. One is from South Africa and one is from these United States.
I find that these two wines are sort of as light and lovely as our theme music.
It's true. I would say
pastoral almost.
They are pastoral. They all, both of them remind me of summer. Both of them remind me of something I would have at a wine bar. Both of them should be a lot colder than we drank them, I think. And it's the wrong time of year for these wines. I want to drink this in July.
Yeah, I say spring.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out, cut grass seems to be a characteristic of them. But we should tell people what we're drinking.
We should. So our first wine is from South Africa. It is called Vansha, V-A-N-S-H-A. It has two lovely dogs, Ridgebacks.
Yes,
Rhodesian Ridgebacks on the cover. I think that'll sell the bottle more than anything else in the bottle, truthfully. And this is a 2016 Chenin Blanc Viognier, and the cépage in this was 82% Chenin Blanc and 18% Viognier to brighten it up a little bit. I like this well enough. It was extremely light, not a lot of body. As you say, some cut grass. It's kind of inoffensive, but I miss the wine in the wine.
I got a little chalk on the nose, and I was looking forward to tasting it. On the palate, peach and some tropical fruit, but it got very thin at the end. It just felt like it didn't have a lot of structure to it.
Yeah.
Which would be my biggest critique of it. It just doesn't have quite enough structure. Being a light wine is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think both this and the next wine that we're going to talk about would be nice with brunch. Good see, because they don't feel overly alcoholic. They're not going to hit you over the head with a big, fat, honking flavor profile.
I do expect, though, from Pine Ridge in California, I expect a big hunkin' fat profile, and I didn't get it.
No, not in this one.
There was a little bit of sizzle on the mouth. I think
that's bottle variation.
Yeah, that could be.
Right.
But the wine otherwise tasted just fine. It was totally drinkable. But is it wine? As you said, it tasted a bit like pineapple juice.
Yeah, pineapple was the primary flavor that I got, and I often get that in Viognier, like pineapple and ginger together. But again, this didn't have great structure either. It just felt a little too loose, a little not put together.
I think these would be great for somebody's introduction to wine, maybe as something you're going to sample on your road to other things, perhaps. Pine Ridge Chenin Blanc and Viognier and the Vansha Chenin Blanc Viognier. And one was 2015 and the South African Vansha 2016. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.